Our next speaker is Maria Tickoff Vargas. Her presentation is entitled Energy Star and Public Health Professionals Working Together to Address Climate Change and Its Human Health Effects. Maria is Director of Strategic Partnerships and Climate Protection Partnership Division, US EPA, in the Office of Air and Radiation. This division is responsible for Energy Star B, a voluntary, non-regulatory partnership that assures high-quality, profitable investments in energy-efficient and environmentally superior technologies, as well as a host of other voluntary programs, including Climate Leaders and Green Power Partnership. Ms. Vargas manages the Energy Star brand and oversees all communications and marketing activities. She has worked for the EPA since 1986. Prior to her current position, Ms. Vargas was the co-director of the Energy Star Buildings and Green Lights Partnership. Other past work includes policy work on the issues of ozone depletion, global climate change, and related environmental and energy issues. Ms. Vargas earned a bachelor's degree from Swarthmore College in political science and economics, a master's degree in public affairs and urban and regional planning from the University of Oregon. Please help me welcome Ms. Vargas.
Thank you very much. I truly have the Mount Everest of speaking challenges today. I am your last speaker. You have 10 minutes to be done, so I'm going to go through this very quickly. And I do appreciate the rest of my panel because they said a lot that I won't need to say. But let me just ask a show of hands, two questions. How many folks know about Energy Star? Are you familiar with the label in the corner? I love to see that. Okay, and then my other question, how many of you are nurses, public health? Just so I know, my mother was a public health nurse, so I feel like I have the right to be here. So let's see if I can figure out how to. Okay, so just very quickly, you know about the challenge of climate change. You've heard it from everybody else. I don't need to tell you. I just want to tell you a little bit about Energy Star and then in particular what we're doing in the public health arena, but then also speaking to you all just as human beings and Americans and moms and grandmas and aunts and the things that we all can do in our lives to help move the solutions to climate change forward. So we all know that climate change is a very, very real problem. The other thing, it's so nice to be at a conference where not everyone's talking about energy efficiency. So I'm going to be talking to you about energy efficiency today. So it's really a lot of people, it's not energy conservation. It's, you know, what EPA is really trying to do through the Energy Star program is convince you that there are technologies in the marketplace today that we can do more with less. You can have your cake and you can eat it too. And efficiency is the thing we can all do today. We can also do buses and we can also do all sorts of other things. I don't mean to imply otherwise. But efficiency is something we can also do throughout our lives. And it is the fastest, best, cheapest, quickest way to help address the climate change problem. So just as a reminder, all of you said you're familiar with Energy Star. That is delightful. Just as a reminder of how it works, our goal, I work at the EPA, I have for almost 25 years, our goal is to protect the environment. And the way we do that through Energy Star is by offering consumers a label that they can look for, that we understand consumers, but here's the brand promise. So whenever you look and wherever you see Energy Star, you're going to get a product that's more energy efficient than a conventional product. No trade-offs. You don't get any less of a TV or a refrigerator if you buy one. You just get one that uses less energy and that's cost-effective for you to do. And I think this program works because it's a government program. I'm not Whirlpool, not that I don't love Whirlpool, but I'm not Whirlpool trying to sell you a refrigerator. I'm EPA trying to sell you climate protection through energy efficiency. Okay, just really quickly, I wanted to show you, I'm guessing that most of you are familiar with Energy Star because it's on over 60 different kinds of things for your house or your office. But the other thing I'm here to tell you on is new homes. We are crossing a threshold tomorrow. Over 1 million homes in this country have earned the Energy Star label, new homes. We're also got, this is sort of our holy grail, how do we get existing homes in this country to be more energy efficient? And I'm not going to talk about that, but you can find out about that. But the other thing I wanted to mention is anything that's not a home, any building, a school, a hotel, a hospital, office building, a grocery store, can also earn the Energy Star if it's in the top 25% of buildings in this country for energy efficiency. And we're doing a lot of work with hospitals because they are one who, their organizations were very focused on their energy bills. So we're buoyed by the success of Energy Star. Americans saved about $19 billion last year. Just 1 year alone with the help of Energy Star, but there is the tip of the iceberg. So, and I don't have time to go through these, but really my job is helping change And all of our jobs at EPA through Energy Star is we're trying to change consumer behavior. We're really trying to speak to their head and to their heart, and efficiency is a nice way to do that. You can save money because you won't pay as much on your energy bills, but you're also doing the right thing for the planet. So we're trying to do that, and we often profile real people. And one, the new guy in the corner is somebody I'm pretty excited about. Dr. Seuss called us and said, we have this character, the Lorax. Would you like to use him? Because we really feel strongly what Energy Star is trying to do. And so we have a bunch of materials. This is a public service campaign that uses the Lorax. But we have activity books for kids that feature the Lorax. They are free. Please order them. Please use them. Give them to your schools. They are no cost to you. We even pay for the shipping. So if you want them, it's very energystar.gov is a great website. There's all sorts of resources. There's one other thing I'm going to get you to order from energystar.gov before we're done. But I was quite excited that this was a nice partnership that I think their Lorax folks, Dr. Seuss folks, were really interested in sort of helping engage consumers. So healthcare, there is an awful lot of money, as you all know, and the whole world knows, just based on the discussions on how much we spend on healthcare in this country. But greenhouse gas emissions, as you can see, CO2 emissions from commercial buildings are expected to grow, as you can see, faster than any other source in the next 25 years. It's a huge area of growth because we keep building buildings and we keep adding things to our buildings and our homes. So a lot of hospitals that we're working have figured out that dollar savings is a way to help improve the lives of the patients in the hospitals as well. So we have a couple tools for hospitals themselves. I know you're all probably perhaps affiliated with a hospital, do some work at a hospital, so I encourage you to know about these tools and tell people they're available. So one of the things, and then we're going to sort of finish up and talk about something we have called Bring Your Green to Work. One of the things that the EPA has done with Energy Star is most people, if you talk about miles per gallon, they know what that means. In a building, we have no idea how good or bad our energy use is. So what EPA offers a hospital administrator or any building owner is the ability to enter a year's worth of real energy bill data. This isn't modeled, it's not guesswork, it's really what did your hospital spend this last year on energy bills, and then that allows you to compare, gives you a score of somewhere on 1 to 100, and then if you're a 75 or higher, you can earn the Energy Star for that hospital. But it allows hospitals to also benchmark themselves against other hospitals. So you have a sense, oh my God, I'm a 30. I'm a real energy dog, right? So we're using energy very inefficiently. Or we're a 90, we're doing really great. So it's a tool that EPA offers in the marketplace. And now we have, this is a little bit old, so about 25% of the commercial market actually has benchmarked their building's energy use with this tool, which is great. And we have I think close to 9,000 buildings in this country that have earned the Energy Star, which is great. I just want to give you an example of a couple hospitals working with us. You know, one of the things that's interesting is, remember, these, as you all know, hospitals' use of energy is increasing. So I look at this and I'm excited about that energy savings and the fact that you were able to sort of shut off that sharp rise in terms of energy use. But I think it's super exciting when you realize they're using more and more energy. So the efficiency gains that you've had really are helping that hospital reduce its cost, but also reduce its carbon footprint. Just another example of an organization in Missouri. And one of the things we're trying to work with hospitals, as you build a new hospital, design it so that it will earn the Energy Star. And here's the first healthcare facility that earned that distinction. It won't earn the Energy Star until we see the energy bills and we know that it deserves it. But it's getting the planners and the architects and designers involved in the beginning. I wanted to speak a little bit about indoor air quality. You don't get the Energy Star unless a professional engineer goes in and validates that you haven't messed up the indoor air quality, because that, first of all, I work at EPA and the indoor air folks are a floor below me and they'd yell, so we don't do that. But it's really important, right, so that you don't sacrifice indoor air quality for, and we're doing that a lot with schools and hospitals. So what can you do? I'm going to close on these three slides of sort of what it is you can do. I'd hoped to bring some of these tip cards, and I didn't do it. So, but you can go to energystar.gov/tips, and there's little cards that you can just keep on your desk or hand out, and it will give you tips like this, things you can all do. It's, you know, we'd love it if you formed a green team. Get somebody at the hospital or at your clinic or wherever it is you are to sort of be activists, like some of the other speakers have talked about. But, you know, there are all sorts of things that we can encourage people to do. Unplug those chargers when they're not using them. Make sure that you, I mean, it's sort of obvious stuff. This is not rocket science, but it really is getting people to understand that energy and how we use it really does determine our carbon footprint. The other thing that we have is a pledge online at energystar.gov. It's really just a pledge that gets people to understand they're part of a community. Millions of Americans have taken this pledge so far. And some people say, you know, I really don't want to make a pledge to the federal government. I get that. So a lot of people tell me, you know, Maria, I'm not going to pledge, but I'm going to use this pledge as sort of a list of things I can do in my home so I know what to do. So I just offer you that as another resource for you. It's a pledge that's available on our website. That's it. I hope that all of you who know about Energy Star learned a little bit more. Tell all your friends. It's the label to look for when you're looking for products, schools, hospitals, all of those things. And please do visit energystar.gov, and we have all these materials. Download them, use them, and if there's anything we can ever do, please do give us a call, or you can email me, and I'm happy to help. Thank you all, and thank you for staying.